All right, hello, welcome to episode one of the WWE podcast. So I'm gonna give you a little bit of explanation before we start. So this podcast is going to be strictly wrestling. Gonna watch Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, not of today, from back in the day. So I'm in 2004 era right now, so we're gonna start from 2004 and on, but we're in July of 2004. So I just watched Raw of this week, and this was June 28th, 2004's episode of Raw, and we're gonna be talking about this one, SmackDown, and all the pay per views as well. Depending on how long they'll be, then we'll do them. I don't think these should be terribly long. I might add a SmackDown together, combine the shows together, and then the pay-per-view be its one thing. But the show started out now this week with Triple H coming out. Because last week he had a thing with, he had a fight with Eugene. And then Benoit hit him, so he's trying to use Eugene to get to the World Heavyweight Championship now. So, he wants to make Eugene a part of Evolution. Okay, he's doing that so Eric Bischoff's like, "You become number one contender for the title, damn it!" I don't know, I said it like Vince, but that's what he did it. But then, Regal comes out. And then Regal comes out, tells him, "Eugene, he's not your friend. He's using you." But then Regal's like, "No, Eugene's using Regal." And then Triple H is like, "No, Regal's using you, Eugene." And then whatever. And so they're both telling them that they are using each other. But then, "I'm bad. I'm better than ever." Eric Bischoff comes out. He's like, "You know what? That's it. Regal, Triple H, one-on-one tonight. And Eugene, special guest in. Special guest referee." That's how it is tonight. Okay. So that sets up that match for tonight. Now, the rest of the show, I feel like, is kind of wonky. It's like a weird Monday Night Raw. Like, it wasn't like the best Monday Night Raw, in my opinion. That segment I was actually pretty hype about, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I really do like Eugene. Like, "You're my favorite wrestler, man." I love that stuff. That was pretty good. So now we have a rematch from last week's Raw that I didn't know about. So on last week's Raw, they had a tag team match between the Intercontinental Champion Randy Orton and Batista versus Chris Jericho and Edge. Now, during that match last week, Chris Jericho gets concussed. So Edge has to fight the match by himself, ends up losing because of that. But brave effort from him. So now they're doing that rematch again. And then Chris Jericho and Edge ultimately will win that match. And honestly, I never seen them as like a tag team. I think they're just like a one-off tag team. Like, yeah, they become tag team champions later on, like 09, but that's for like brief, because then Edge gets hurt. That's like very, very brief, because Edge gets hurt now, and I don't. And it was just like a good opener match for me. I'd give it like a 4. Out of 5, it was like a good opener match. Like, it wasn't like terrible. It was like, you know, tag team match, player. And then, yeah. And then they showed a clip of last week's Raw where we find out that Lita is pregnant, but she's dating Matt Hardy. So we all think it's Matt Hardy's kid. Wah, wah, wah. It's not. Turns out it's Kane's kid. But we're not sure if it's Kane's kid, because there's a 50-50 shot that it's still Matt Hardy's kid. So Matt Hardy gets very angry finding out that this is Kane's kid. And what ends up happening is he ends up leaving. And then Lita is in the back.
This audio was created with Podcastle.ai.
And then Lita is in the backstage area crying. Matt, please answer me. Matt's not answering her phone calls, whatever. And then she has a little talk with some diva backstage. Personally, since I'm just starting, I didn't know who the diva was. I didn't know her name. I didn't know the diva's name. I didn't. So, but now we go back to the ring. JR, Jim Ross, interviews Kane. So, he asks Kane about what he did to Shawn Michaels. Kane beat up Shawn Michaels, and now I believe Shawn Michaels is on the shelf. He's not fighting a lot right now. And he's in the injured reserve right now. And then he talks about the little baby and why he would do this. Because basically, Kane made Lita an ultimatum. If you have sex with me, I will not beat up Matt Hardy anymore. So he said he did all in his power to make sure that he has the kid. Then Matt Hardy comes out. Oh, and they have, I forgot to mention, they have security around the whole ring. Because the last time JR interviewed Kane, he got set on fire. So now he has now Matt Hardy comes out and starts beating up Kane. Then security comes out and they say, and then, I'm better than ever. Eric Bischoff comes back out again and he says, get Matt Hardy out of here. Security, get him out of here. Get him out. I'm sorry, Kane. I'm sorry for all that. I'm sorry. But then we find out that there's a... Because Kane is fighting Benoit later tonight for the World Heavyweight Championship. It's a bad blood rematch. And now we're finding out there's another stipulation to that match. Benoit can only win by submission. Because he's a submission specialist. So he can only win by submission. But Kane can win by pinfall, submission, count out, disqualification. And even if he gets a count out and disqualification, he still gets that title. So we'll find out. And who wins that match. But then Triple H and Regal fight with Eugene as a special guest referee. The match ends on a disqualification because Ric Flair's, you know, like pretending that he's hugging Eugene, then gives the brass knucks over to Triple H. Then Regal sucker punches Triple H in the face, but then he takes the brass knucks. But then as Eugene turns around, he sees Regal with the brass knucks. And so he disqualifies Regal. And then he's like, why would you do that, man? Why would you have the knucks, man? Like, come on. Regal, you were my friend. And then Triple H goes to punch Regal, shoves Regal into Eugene. Then Eugene thinks Regal hit him, snaps, starts beating up Regal. Then Triple H has to calm him down, take him out, realize, okay, calm down, Eugene. Then Eugene lives with Triple H and Flair. And then we have a random match. La Resistance versus Rhino and Sergeant Slaughter. It's just a random match. I didn't really give a shit about it, but your winners were La Resistance. Those were your winners. Then we have another backstage moment with Triple H and Eugene, where they're talking, calming down. Eugene telling him he's part of Evolution, this and that. Telling him about Regal, you know, Regal don't care about him, this and that. Then we have the main event, Chris Benoit versus Kane. Now, during the match, Lita does come out. And I knew the way this match was going to go. I knew who was going to win this match because I know what they're going to set up for the pay-per-view Vengeance, which is July 11th, 2004. So it's coming up for me. Coming up for us. So I knew what was going to happen. I knew what was going to go and what was going to happen. So I knew that Kane was going to lose that match because the winner was Chris Benoit, because they're going to set up Matt Hardy versus Kane at Vengeance. So they're going to try to set up that whole feud for Vengeance. So I knew that that was going to happen. That was going to, you know, and everything. So I also want to talk about this. Would I want to do like a segment like on this podcast. I know it's like going to be short. It's not going to be long, but I want to do a segment on this podcast where I talk about predictions. What do I think is going to happen for 2004? So now I know who our champions are on SmackDown. I know who our champions are on Raw. Benoit's World Heavyweight Champion. Tag Team Champions are La Resistance, I believe, are the tag team champions for Raw. I don't know who the Divas champion is, but I know, and Randy Orton's the Intercontinental champion. SmackDown, Dudley Boys are tag team champions. Cruiserweight champion is Rey Mysterio. United States champion is John Cena. And WWE champion is JBL, who just became WWE champion as he beat Eddie Guerrero at Great American Bash in a Texas Bull Rope match. And I watched that, but I'm not going to do a podcast on it because I was watching 2004 on SmackDown, but now I'm going to watch both Raw and SmackDown. So, where do I think the future should all hold? Well, I know what happens with the championship match, with the WWE Championship. I don't know if Triple H is going to win that title at Vengeance. I really don't know if he's going to win that title at Vengeance. I kind of hoping he does so I can get Benoit out of the picture.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Does so I can get Benoit out of the picture a lot because, you know, I don't support the man after what the fuck he did. But yeah. And then I want to see, I think, because Edge is fighting Randy Orton at Vengeance for the Intercontinental Championship. I think Edge is going to win that match because then Triple H is going to be more, I mean, not Triple H, Randy's going to be leaning more towards that World Heavyweight title spot. And then I don't know who, I think maybe Edge will fight Jericho. I think Jericho is going to be in that contention for the Intercontinental Championship. I know John Cena is going to start feuding still with Rob Van Dam, Booker T, and Rene Dupree. I think those feuds are still going to continue going on. Now, as for who Bradshaw's going to fight next, I don't know who Bradshaw's going to fight next because he just fought Eddie Guerrero. I know that they're probably going to have a rematch on SmackDown this week, but I don't know who he is going to fight for this week. I don't know if who's going to fight for the pay-per-view, because their pay-per-view isn't until SummerSlam now, so they have a while for their next pay-per-view, so they have time to make some feuds. They have time to work on their feuds. Now, Cruiserweight, Chavo's still going to fight for that Cruiserweight. It's still going to be Ray and Chavo, but they're going to add somebody else. They always do. They're going to add probably like Jamie Noble or Funaki. They're going to add people into that feud, as they always do, because they're going to add more cruiserweights to get more cruiserweights on the show. Now, as for the Dudley Boys, there really isn't another tag team. So they're probably going to whip up some random tag team player and then have them fight at SummerSlam, or they're going to put the Dudley Boys in another feud, because the Dudley Boys just had a feud with The Undertaker, and that Pallbearer and Cement, if anybody remembers that. So they're probably going to do that feud. Then for SummerSlam, when it comes to Raw, there I feel like Shawn Michaels might return for SummerSlam. And then I feel like he's going to have a feud with the Triple H or Benoit. Oh, it's going to be the Triple Threat again. Then if Edge wins at Vengeance, then like I said, he's going to have a feud with Jericho, whatever. Then Orton's going to have contentions for the world title. Okay, that's going to be great. Then we got the tag team champions. They might, because I know we're going to have that feud of Matt and what's his face? Matt and Kane. I don't know if it's going to go till SummerSlam, but yeah. And then I don't know if they're going to like have a feud with Eugene and Regal now, because Eugene thinks Regal, you know, like dissed him or whatever, but like betrayed him. So I don't know if they're going to have that that feud. So yeah, I don't know if they're going to have that feud, but we will see if they have that feud. And then I don't know, because I'm going to talk about what I can't wait to get into Edge's WWE champion. I really can't wait. I've never like watched his run as WWE champion. I've only seen his runs as World Heavyweight Champion, and I can't wait for that. I can't wait for, you know, I've never seen Cena's 05, 06 push. Like, I've seen his 07 stuff, but I've never seen like his 05, 06. So I can't wait for that. I just can't wait to see Undertaker like beat the shit out of people. And then I really, really hope that we get like a good tag team feud. That's what I also hope, because I am getting tired of watching these random tag matches. I'm getting very, very tired, so I'm hoping we get a good tag team feud player. Yeah, so that's what I'm hoping. And yeah, so if you like this podcast, there's an audio version on Spotify, but if you want to watch the video version, you could come onto my YouTube channel and watch it on my YouTube. Make sure you hit the like, comment, subscribe, and yeah, and go follow me on Spotify, and I'll see you guys next time.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.